This night is just continues to go downhill.
Acknowledge me.
About time you did something right.
Oh, see, I just can't stand. Who in the hell do you think you are?
Ooh, nothing. Don't get near. Ooh, I'll tell you. Ooh.
Dude, I want justice.
Does this job come with hazard pay, King?
Yes.
We got a new hit.
Yes.
Kids, don't try this at home.
Gentlemen, good evening, and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection, the draft edition. My name is Nikki Heyman, and I have New York on the clock. Jason, how are you?
I'm good, but we actually have, I actually believe, the biggest story in the history of the NAWC. You may not think it at the time, but I believe it is. I believe it is.
And we have our guy on the other side of the tracks who does our audio.
We have a sound guy that must be from New Jersey or something.
Yeah, and it's not just in the history of the NAWC. It's in the history of a lot of independent contractors and individual content creators and all kinds of professions that are sole person professions, like solo individual actor professions.
Oh yeah, this is huge.
This is major business news, not just wrestling business news, but this is major business news that has a big part in wrestling news.
Yes, exactly.
And finally, we have our numbers guy on the north side of Ohio, Staff Boy Josh Henniger.
And this is I don't know what to say, but they're right.
So let's hit it. Shane, I need your music, please. If you got it.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money.
Right. So this week on April 23rd, 2024, the Federal Trade Commission has announced a rule that has banned a non-compete clause in any job. It's done by a 3-2 vote. According to the FTC chair, Lena M. Khan, from the press release at FTC.gov, non-compete clauses keeps wages low, suppresses new ideas, and robs the American economy of dynamism, including more than 8,500 new startups that would be created once non-competes are banned. The FTC final rule to ban non-compete will ensure Americans will have the freedom to pursue a new job or bring a new idea to market. Now, this was done. Now, it was 3-2, okay? And the final rule will be effective 4 months after publication in the Federal Register. But, Nikki, what does this mean for our industry?
That means you can pull a Robert Roode and be on one show one night and on the other the next night if your contract expires. Correct.
Well, I believe that was Rick Roode, not Robert Roode.
I'm sorry, correct. Rick Roode. My bad.
Okay. But yes, and you could do that legally.
Yes. There is not a damn thing that Hunter or Nick Khan could do about it if somebody decided to jump ship.
Or Tony Khan.
Or Tony Clown Shoes, correct.
Tony Clown Shoes, Court Bauer, the head of Impact, who I don't know.
And we don't care.
Well, no, we do care.
Apparently nobody else does, because their last pay-per-view got 500 buys.
That, from what I've understood, it was a mistype.
Okay.
They got 5,000. Not good.
Still not good. That's still not good.
And it still sucks, right, Viram?
And they still suck!
Oh, shock! Yes. But, yeah, I mean, this is, I mean, can you imagine, let's just say for argument's sake, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Drew McIntyre does not win the belt at Clash of the Castle, right?
Right.
I don't think he would do it now, but let's say he would go to AEW. He could do it the next day. He could leave on the Saturday, come back on the Monday, do the job, sign the contract on Tuesday, and be on Wednesday.
Yeah, or he could do something even crazier.
Like
2 months, like he could sign the contract, and he could be like produce like things and stuff to like the teasers and whatnot, and then 2 months later, in August, he's at All In in Wembley.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not the instant hit, but going from what's going to be the from what's the capacity again? From about 15 to maybe 20,000 to upwards of 80,000.
Right. He could.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I mean, put it to you this way. If the rules officially affect, this may not start in 2024, but 2025, you could see wrestlers bouncing back and forth from Fed to Fed, depending on their contract.
It all depends on when it gets into the Federal Register.
Right.
Because once it does, that starts the clock.
Right. And then what happens is that you could see wrestlers bouncing back and forth. And do not be surprised if you see a lot of contracts getting locked in over the next year or so.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is it called? Where you're just, you know, show by show?
Pay for play.
Pay for play. You're not going to see much of that anymore either.
Unless you get, like, you know, extras per se.
Yeah.
Now, there are some exceptions to the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Namely regarding executive positions.
Okay.
So. So, and it says this, that executives are... Executives are will have their non-compete stay because they are less likely to suffer the harms of the lay people in terms of what happens if they lose their job and now they can't work somewhere else for X number of days.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. They can just sell one of their summer homes and wait it out.
By the way, speaking of which, and we could talk about executives because this is sort of the Vince McMahon is basically leaving TKO for good.
Mm-hmm. Hooray!
Yeah, well, Nick is selling his stuff too.
Yep.
So this begs the question. I asked Jason this the other night. Since TKO is TKO in general is private. Does WWE have to follow that?
No, because remember, it's the parent company.
Yeah.
I thought WWE is a separate entity within that.
WWE is, I believe, considered to be a division of TKO Group.
Okay, so they do have the option of staying public if they wanted.
I'm double checking that.
Because we need to know if Jason's one share of WWE stock is going to be worth anything soon.
Mm-hmm.
Live research, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. So, founded streaming company predecessor, names his business as. Yeah, okay. So, it is a So, WWE is a subsidiary of TKO.
Okay.
I'm just double checking on TKO's. They have their subsidiaries again are WWE and UFC.
Okay. It was just it's something I really didn't contemplate, but I thought, okay, if it's all one company, can you do that?
Yeah. Well, remember, Nick is the president of WWE. But Mark Shapiro is the president of TKO Group Holdings.
Okay.
So in the parent company, Ari and Mark Shapiro have all the power.
Okay. All right, just making sure. Like I said, my finances thing is kind of shaky anyway.
But speaking of TKO and WWE... Let's go with them. Let's save the crappy stuff till the end, really, because there's a lot of crappy stuff regarding AEW. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we get to Monday, and Monday we find out, for lack of a better term, that we're going to have a battle royal to determine who the new women's champion is.
Yep.
And it gets down to Liv and Becky wins.
Yay.
And the internet is like, the internet was like, why did they do that? Why did they do that? And I'm just like, gotta sell tickets, baby. Liv don't sell as much as Becky does.
Yeah, a battle royale does not sell as much as a match. If you understand what I mean.
Yeah.
But I kind of giggled at the fact that the number three started calling her Becky Hogan.
Yes, they did.
I'm like, really? Okay.
Yeah, they did. I mean, I understand it. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I understand, you know?
I don't have to like it, but I understand it. I'm fine with it personally.
Mm-hmm.
Because while Rhea's out, you know, Liv can go chase around and be a meanie pants while we're waiting for Rhea to come back. Mm-hmm. And then Becky can feud with Liv until Rhea's ready.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put the belt on Liv when we're close to getting Rhea to go in there and start her revenge tour. Sign me up.
Correct. And, yeah, exactly. And as we're getting to, we get a little thing between Damian and Jay. Oh, and by the way, speaking of Judgment Day and Rhea Ripley, Dominic may be out a long time, too.
He is out.
No. Yeah.
Oh, that's legit? Yeah. Because
he
was bitching about Meltzer.
Yeah, he got... unfortunately, Dominic Mysterio wound up injuring his UCL.
And
he's throwing too much hard heat. Mm-hmm. Damn it, Rob Manfred.
Yeah, and... However, I believe the report was that he is foregoing Tommy John.
Right. Because Tommy John surgery and his little touch-em-all thing, and Nikki, you may not know this, that is usually a 12 to 15 month, you're out.
Actually, I did know about Tommy John surgery, what little I've done with watching baseball. And Dominic better be careful with that. But being in the middle of a hot angle, I can understand why he would want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, fingers crossed, because if we have half of Judgment Day out, then there's going to be a lot. There's going to be a lot of splaining to do.
Right. Exactly.
But from what I understand, Dominic isn't going to be going away. He could still be annoying without having to wrestle once.
Mm-hmm. That's true. All you need to do is hold up a mic and the whole building boos.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's the intent.
So, okay, because I had seen something about Dominic, and then people were bashing Meltzer, so I thought, okay, this may or may not happen, Raja.
Raja. Oh, and by the way, I heard Imperium broke up.
Yes, or at least partially.
Mm-hmm. Well, Giovanni Vinci's going to take time off for his charisma implant?
Oh, jeez. Yep.
And come on, man. Kaiser beat his ass right where his ass lives, pretty much.
And Kaiser said, yeah, so Vinci's going to be the face because Kaiser said, yeah, we're going to, because Kaiser and Gunther were involved. He said, I told you I would do it. I would get it done. Yavol, Sieg Heil, and all that shit.
Oh.
Careful.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Just saying.
There goes our Germany bid.
Yeah. Oh, and sorry. So, Drew McIntyre burned Sheamus for being a fat boy, and he's like, yeah, right. Okay.
When Sheamus responded, well, I can lose the weight. You can't lose the stupid.
Yeah.
Hardline.
And then, of course, Sheamus beats Shinsuke. And then, of course, I don't like this bully Chad Gable now.
I thought they were going to break up the Alpha Academy.
No, they're not, as we'll find out when. Okay.
Not until Otis and Tozawa say, fuck this shit, I'm out.
Yeah.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. So, though that, you know, I understand how the character works in this regard. Despite being a very popular act, what kind of gold has this stable carried? They've had tag belts, sure. But Maxine Dupri is nowhere near, you know, nowhere near the women's title.
Yeah.
Otis is nowhere near, you know, not even near a U.S. or intercontinental title bit. So,
and Tozawa is comedy relief.
Correct. Right. So this is
But then again, he's been that way since the Florida Brothers. Well, not the Florida Brothers. Whatever the hell he was in Dragon Gate.
So you have a frustrated coach that's going to double down and force his pupils to train harder because they are not bringing the success. And he's probably taking it out on them because of his issue with Sammy.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and of course, you know, Becky wins. And again, the camera work was absolutely spectacular. What I'm loving is like the camera just going into stuff. There's no cuts, you know, and it's not jerky, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's not as epilepsy-inducing as a certain Kevin. AEW guy would have said.
Mm.
It's, yeah.
Mm. So, Tuesday, we had night one of spring breaking. And the main part of the NXT is three words. Whoop that trick.
Uh-huh.
Whoop that trick. Yeah, uh-huh. Whoop that trick.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Yeah. So, in a
if Trick lost, he would leave NXT match. He beat Ilya clean. Ilya did the job. Because he's going up Monday, I believe. Yep. He's going to Raw, my guess. Okay?
More than likely.
And that was the big thing, and I'm really happy for him. Let me just do this, just to double check this. So spring break in 2024 they had 10 matches on Monday, which is weird, but okay. I guess these, okay. So that these were all other matches that they didn't do. Okay. So you had Roxanne Perez winning the triple threat match, D'Angelo Family beating the no quarter Gulak crew. Jaden Parker defeated Fallon Hensley. Baron Corbin lost to Alexis King on his way out, which we'll get to in a minute. And as I said, Trick wins. And next week, you got Axiom versus Authors of Pain for the NXT Championship. Oda Femi versus
and Nathan Frazier versus the Authors of Pain, right?
Yes, correct. Sorry about that. And then Oda Femi versus Ivar. But we also know what Eric's been doing.
What? Who? What? Where?
Valhalla is pregnant
again. Yes.
Well, no, I did know. I did know about Valhalla. I forgot that she was dating Eric, or that she was with Eric.
Yeah, she's married to Ray Rowe, so that makes sense.
Mm.
So, and Natalia is going to do Lola. Natalia seconded by Carmen Petrovic. Versus Lola Vice versus Shayna Baszler, the newest Blade Master of Warhammer 40K.
Yes. wow. Recent post on Twitter. She's actually considering metalsmithing. Where do I sign?
Versus in the first female NXT Underground match. Okay, so let's move to Friday, since I want to get all the WWE stuff out of the way before we rip into Tony Clown Shoes. Okay.
And that means I must play this sound.
Very good.
Nice.
Very good. Because, okay, VRM, how beautiful was how they shot that last night? They shot that so beautifully.
I wish I could tell you, but I was too busy shouting on my TV. Goal!
Oh, that's right. Isn't that tonight?
That's tomorrow. That's tomorrow. Rangers don't play tonight. They play tomorrow.
Okay. So they shot it like the NFL draft, and there was the Raw room, the war rooms of the different people. So let's go over what happened, and it really was for the most part uneventful. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The first round was SmackDown. Here's the interesting thing. At the beginning of the show, AJ and Cody had a contract signing where nothing happened. What?
What? A contract? A contract? Where's Kevin? Where's Kevin?
Kevin?
Oh.
Is Kevin here tonight?
Is this the right one? Yeah.
Why are you here? Why? See, because, no. Last week, we said your name, then your music hit, you came out. That makes sense. But this isn't how things work, okay? What do you think? This is the Wild West? You can just hit your music and come out without anybody saying your name? No, that doesn't make sense. You gotta wait for somebody to call you out before you come out. No, they broke the rule. It's the unwritten rule. You can't just come out whenever you want.
Okay, so the show, let me backtrack, Kevin, for a minute. So what happens is the show opens up with Paul Heyman saying that Roman Reigns has withdrawn himself from the draft. He says he'll come back when he wants to. Can I give you a little fan translation right there?
Sure.
He's shooting a movie.
Yep.
And he took his family to Disney World.
Yes.
Yeah, he's shooting a movie with Kiki Palmer and Keanu Reeves, and it's a pretty big movie. So,
whoa.
So then Cody and AJ come out, and they actually have a little, you know, AJ was like, yeah, I remember your dad, you know, the usual, I remember your dad, blah, yada, yada, blah, blah. I mean, that shit's getting boring a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I think everybody just wants to do that I remember Dusty promo.
Yeah, exactly. So they signed the contract, and Cody's walking back, and then all of a sudden, this guy's music plays. Do for shirts.
Yes.
So Doofenshmirtz and Cody read the first round. And so SmackDown picks Bianca Belair. Raw picks Jey Uso. SmackDown picks Carmelo Hayes.
Yep.
And then Carmelo says, hey, Cody, I'm him. I want that belt. I'm going to prove to you that I deserve a shot at this. He goes, you know, I could say I forgot my gear. I could say that, you know, I don't want to, but in translation, fuck it, let's have a match. And boy, did they.
We're wrestlers in a wrestling ring. Let's just freaking wrestle.
And they did. Although Cody, yeah. Cody.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was a double cutter move where they missed. Cody landed on his shoulder really badly.
Mm-hmm. And it's that same shoulder that had the where he had the chest injury, the torn pec last time.
Oh wow!
Boy,
this is not good.
I haven't seen any news or reports since.
Apparently. Cody was asked by a fan if he was okay, and Cody simply replied, always.
A wild demon appears.
Oh, yes. Hey, sorry. Jane. How you doing? So, and then Raw drafts Seth freaking Rollins to end round one.
Monday Night Raw in full effect, baby.
Yep.
Oh no! Sorry, Shane. No, it's okay. You're very quiet. So, in round two, which was announced by I believe Michelle McCool and
Pretty Tori Wilson.
Tori don't look so. I mean, she looks great, but she looks
different.
Yeah.
She's. I don't want to say this because it might sound like a bit of an asshole thing to say, but she's starting to look a bit Dolly Parton-esque.
Yes, I get like, it. Yeah,
no,
I,
no, that's, yeah. That's fair.
It's fair. So Orton stays at SmackDown. Raw gets Braun. Boy, they must be strapping the rocket to him. Oh boy. Yeah. Nia to SmackDown. Can you play that the newest one? Nia to SmackDown.
And they still suck.
Right? Does that mean
I agree with that, but I think what they're doing, or at least I hope they're doing, because later on the Bloodline was drafted to SmackDown, correct?
Correct.
So they can hide all of her shortcomings by putting her in there.
Could be. And Liv stays at Raw. Round okay. Oh, so during the in between rounds two and three,
mm-hmm. Oh boy,
a pissed Solo appears and goes to Paul after he was up, not you know, he was worried if he was going to open the door or not. He's like, Solo's like, have we been drafted yet? No, Solo. Well, explain to me why. And he goes, well, I don't know. He says, and then, of course, MFT Tama Tonga. What does MFT mean?
Motherfucking Tonga.
Okay. No, come on.
That isn't terribly far off.
True. At this point, what, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I do remember that poor Uncle Paul ruined that suit's pants, and then saved his ass by telling them, "Hey, you know, we've been recruiting lately, so people aren't sure what they're getting, so that's why we haven't been picked yet. They got to see they've got to see the rest of the lay of the land before they come get us." Right?
and Tom is about to kick Paul's ass when, pause for dramatic effect, a wild, pissed off Kevin Owen appears because he's liable for all that rental car damage.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Right. So him and Solo fight to... Okay, this is great. So they had an interview with Bianca and... what's the Kabuki Warriors? The Kabuki Warriors come out, and then Jade Cargill saves the day. And then all of a sudden, there's Kevin and I believe it is Solo fighting into the ring. Tonga and Solo are about to make the save when Baby Oil makes the save.
Baby Oil.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're actually going to have to start using that again.
Mm. Yep.
So, so we actually have what MFT means?
There's three different answers, and I was right, partially. Mother effing Tonga is one of the three.
Okay. Most feared Tonga? Tongan. Yeah,
and Major effing Trouble.
I am okay with any of those interpretations.
Right. So then in round three, the Dudleys, including Bully Ray and Devon, read the results. Okay. Mm-hmm. And everyone's going, "Oh, Bully's a shill." No, he's
no.
Let him make his check. And he's right to, you know, whatever he wants to do, let him make his paper. Let him get his bag.
Exactly. Okay. I'm gonna point this out. This is probably more coincidence than continuity, but I'm gonna do it anyway.
Go for it.
Okay. Remember in I think the first or second draft when they broke up the Dudleys?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This was 2003.
That was the very first one. That was 2002.
Okay. Bubba went to Raw and Devon went to SmackDown.
Yes.
Just saying.
I've still got that song in my head. He's coming, yeah. Devon. Reverend Devon, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then
that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. SmackDown gets LA Knight.
Yeah.
Raw gets Ricochet.
Yay.
SmackDown gets the Bloodline. And Raw gets Sheamus. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So in the final round, which was announced by Teddy Long, player, who, by the way, oh my God, is 76, I think.
And JBL.
Right. So, Gad.
Can I just quickly say, they missed an opportunity at Comedy Gold with Teddy here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, like you can play it on his age or whatever, but he could have come out and said, the next draft pick is gets to go one-on-one with The Undertaker. He could have done that.
Actually, that was referenced at the table because Corey said, I was hoping he would, he was going to sick Undertaker on Barrett.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Undertaker has signed a Legends deal, so that may not be too far off.
Fair.
Okay.
I think that's more for special appearances and stuff. But
yeah,
more for being the boogeyman of WrestleMania.
Yes.
Okay. Exactly. So SmackDown keeps AJ Styles. Raw gets all of Alpha Academy. SmackDown gets Andrade, and Raw gets the only other NXT person, Kiana James. What a surprise!
It's surprising. I like the draft day touch. Somebody gave her a Raw hat.
Yes.
Yes.
That was very well done, right? And it felt like one, you know, like one of those interviews where we saw on the NFL draft, which we'll get to in a minute. Oh my God. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. We also did get some other post show moves after SmackDown. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So SmackDown gets Cedric Alexander and Ashanti the Adonis, the OC, and the returning Baron Corbin.
Aha.
Let's see if this second run will be as good as the first.
Wait a minute. So he's on Raw and Braun's still on Raw, right?
No, he's on SmackDown.
Braun's on Raw, Baron's on SmackDown.
Okay.
Yeah. The Wolf Dogs Raw, are separated.
Yeah. Raw is getting Isla Dawn and Alba Fire, Ivar, and Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark.
Yay.
And more picks and a lot more picks. 24 of them, I believe. There'll be 6 rounds, yes. 1 each hour on Monday.
1 each half hour, I'd hope. Otherwise, it's going to be a very long Raw.
Yeah. One each half hour.
It'll be as long as the actual draft.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, that was awful. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So we have to go there, okay?
Oh, boy.
Now.
Back to Dynasty.
Yeah, no, we go back to the Sunday, and we actually had a couple of interesting notes from there.
Yes.
One, Danielson and Ospreay delivered in such a way that they nearly legitimately killed each other.
Yeah.
They beat the hell out of each other.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not a surprise considering that, you know, it's Danielson's last major go-round. He's not retiring, but this is his last year of mainline competition, so it makes sense that he's going all out against Ospreay.
Yeah, well, he basically said that he was going to be retiring after this year because he wants to obviously be around for his daughters and things like that.
Yeah, remember them.
Around his kids. Because if I'm not mistaken, he has a son and a daughter, right?
No, two girls, yeah. I believe. I think. Anyway.
Because I know Birdie and I forget the other.
Okay.
Yeah, Birdie was the one he made the promise to.
Right.
And a son named Buddy. Yata.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so, but the kids are 7 and 4. I think he's wanting to just spend more time.
That makes sense. That makes total sense. Anyway.
Yeah. Yep.
So the second thing is, and I'm going to ask this question. Whose house?
Swerve's house.
Right. As Swerve Strickland becomes the first African-American champion in AEW history, main event champion, by beating Samoa Joe. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the best part. The worst part, and this is going to start the whole thing.
Oh boy.
Here we go.
Is Chris Jericho defeated Hook for the FTW title and is now known as the Learning Tree?
That makes no sense.
Okay.
The Elder Tree, maybe, but not the Learning Tree. Like,
right, okay. Because his gimmick now is, if I can read this right, the older veteran giving back to the youth, but not really. Right? Is that where I'm getting it?
That sounds about right.
That's about right, but I would like to see what the learning skill was for bashing a man's head in with a baseball bat, a young talent's head in with a baseball bat.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and during the FTR, Young Bucks 3, I believe it was,
mm-hmm.
Near the end of the match, a fan, as you see my fingers go up in quotes, goes in and pushes the ladder down, causing the Young Bucks to become 3-time champions. He's unmasked to be scapegoat Jack Perry.
Yep.
Okay. Now, we get to Wednesday. First of all, number one. And also, by the way, Willow Nightingale defeated Julia Hart for the TBS title. I believe Julia Hart is hurt.
Yep. So. And then afterwards, Willow, Chris Statlander, and Stokely wind up going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay. So here, okay, Wednesday night of Dynamite, which was told by many people to be the worst Dynamite in the history of Dynamite. For many reasons.
And I will have a quote on that one.
Yes.
Yep.
One, that Swerve Strickland actually had to wrestle Kyle Fletcher. Why? Who knows? Okay. Mm-hmm. Then we had some sort of casino battle royal where Will Ospreay, who wrestled one of the best matches of his career, had to wrestle again to get a shot at the international title?
The fuck?
Excuse me?
Okay.
What would be now, right now, considered what? The fifth most important title?
Fourth.
What about Mox's belt?
I
was about
to say, you consider AEW and IWGP.
Right. TNT
International. Continental or International. Which one is? I think International's over
Continental. International's, yeah, what they would consider it. So.
Right, exactly. And then, of course, the Ring of Honor belt. Whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, it's bad.
Okay. So there's that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, of course, Chris Jericho was like, hey, this was an awesome night. And then, of course, Big Bill, random wrestlers, says, I want to learn under the learning tree of you. Okay, then, whatever.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Yada, yada.
Okay. So then Mox defends his IWGP title. I really don't want to talk to him.
What?
Hobbs.
Oh,
that's right. That's right.
Hobbs got hurt for real? Did he?
I need some research on this, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
knee.
Yes. Legitimate knee injury. Yep.
Good God.
He was favoring one leg, so we don't know. Okay. Yeah. So then, during the show, the Elite and Jack Perry come in to Tony Khan's office.
Oh, boy.
And then the Elite say, we're going to do this meeting in the ring. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And here we go. So Tony Khan meets with Jack Perry in the ring at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Perry says, it's been a long time. All I want to do is apologize. Let's move forward. Let's go away. Tony and Jack hug. The announcers miss it because Jack gives this evil look to his face. You saw that, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Jack punches Tony in the stomach.
And he does a back.
And he does a flat back.
Does a flat back. Okay. Then the Elite come in and go, no, no, no. What are you doing? What are you doing? Grab incredibly weak spike pile driver off the rope. Right?
Although they did tease the V trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They ultimately did do what they now believe called the TK driver.
Yeah.
Used to be the Meltzer driver.
Right, exactly. Shad Khan came out. Everybody came out. Fade to black.
Yep.
Okay.
Time for the quote.
Yes, go for it.
As soon as I get the quote found, here it is. And I quote, this was, without a doubt, the worst, most horribly produced professional wrestling show for prime time on a major cable outlet in the last maybe forever years. Ooh. Unquote. Ooh. Eric Bischoff on 83 Weeks.
He's and right.
He would know.
Yep. It's like, I did this shit.
Yeah. He was saying, Eric was talking with Conrad, that's saying, hey, if you did this as a parody of the NWO, it might work, but they played it straight.
Yeah.
But, okay. I'm going to remain calm on this one.
Because it gets worse. It gets worse.
I know it gets worse. It's sort of like the Hindenburg. It just goes down. Okay. This whole main event segment made no fucking sense. In fact, the whole 24 hours made no fucking sense. Because one, why is Jack Perry helping the EVPs, the same men who did not come to his defense with
very
Mr.
good,
Khan,
correct?
When he indefinitely suspended Jack Perry and sent him off to New Japan, and then Tony has gone on record and said, and I quote, I will never be a character on my show because we focus on the wrestling. Okay.
We know McMahon said that
at one point, but
no, I'm like, talking no. Russo.
This right here is bullshit.
I was talking
exactly
Russo.
And,
anyway.
Oh, Russo. Yeah, we know Russo's full of shit. Oh. So that plays well.
Yeah.
But then like everyone said, he got punched in the stomach. He took a flat back bump. The most entertaining part of this segment was that one of the Young Bucks ripped their pants on the flip driver. And then we're going to get to the next part, which made this even more fucking stupid and comical.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So
this brings us to Thursday night.
Play the music.
Can I throw in one other piece of nonsense?
Yeah, sure.
Why did it take so long for the faces to come out there to help Tony?
Good point.
Yeah, especially after Jack punched him.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. I agree with you. If Triple H got punched, there would be a bit of something like that, you know. But you're right. Yeah. Why didn't the faces go in? But play that ESPN thing again, please. Now, for those who don't know, in the international world, that is the signal for when the NFL draft, when a pick is in. So Tony Khan, kayfabe motherfucker that he is, wore a neck brace, and Joel Gertner's going gimmick infringement. Anyway.
We should ask.
And we have a clip of reaction from I believe this was NFL Network's coverage with Rich Eisen.
Yeah, Rich Eisen. Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
As Tony Khan becomes the first ever NFL executive in a draft room, shaking off the effects of a pile driver he received on national television in a wrestling ring the night before.
That's okay. Okay. That's not okay. That's not terrible. Okay. That's not terrible.
You can hear the smile in Eisen's voice when he's making this statement too. So,
yes,
he gets it.
He gets it. Okay, and I give Tony Khan credit, even though he Pat McAfee burned his ass by basically saying you don't move your neck around.
No, okay? It wasn't even Pat. It wasn't even Pat McAfee that said it. It was his friggin' offsider who said, It's like, hey, man, if you're going to do the gimmick, like, don't turn your head side to side. Like, keep your head fucking straight. Otherwise, don't bother doing it.
Learn from Roderick Strong.
Roderick? Yeah. Excuse me. Adam! Anyway.
And yet it's still not done.
Yeah, we ain't done yet.
Because now we go to Friday afternoon.
And honestly is the worst. This is the worst. I mean, it's even worse than the actual in-ring gimmick. This grosses me out. This is courtesy of what, CNBC, I believe? Or is it NFL Network?
Let me double check it.
This one came courtesy of the actual NFL Network because they did an interview with Tony. I don't know if it was during the draft or after the draft had completed.
It was before the second round because it was on Friday afternoon before the second and third round.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a 3-minute clip. I should probably play this through VLC. That way I can.
And by the way, just to let you know, it's not going to get any better for Tony because according to Wrestle Purists, MJF had to get shoulder surgery.
He's out for 8 months.
Yep.
But yeah, here's the. Yeah, here's the clip.
Because of that devastating Meltzer driver, which has been rebranded.
Well, honestly, guys, they changed the name a couple months ago to the Tony Khan driver. Maybe I should have seen it coming in hindsight.
You knew they changed it a couple months ago?
I mean, the clues were there.
They called it the Tony Khan driver. You know, I have a complicated relationship with Matt and Nick and Jack. Jack had been out of AEW for a while. I'd sent him on an excursion to our partner in Japan where he did great things.
All right, pause. Was he suspended or did you send him on an incursion? Excursion.
Hmm.
That's what I'm saying. See, Tony Khan, this is why you don't have fucking, like, big hardcore wrestling fans like Tony, who are like fucking children, running shit, because then they do stupid fucked up shit like this, where they screw up serious things. That, yeah, Jack Perry was suspended for getting involved in a serious incident backstage, and he calls it an excursion.
Mm-hmm. Again, yep. I said it. He's playing with his action figures, and yet he's doing what I do when I write my quote-unquote write my fanfics that just stay in my head. He's forgetting his own story.
Oh boy.
Anyway, continuing on, and yeah, it's gonna get gross.
I reinstated him Wednesday night on TBS by his own request. He repaid me by hitting me in the stomach with a microphone.
Yeah.
And then Matt and Nick pulled me up and gave me the Tony Khan driver, which is really a spike pile driver. It's
Stop.
One of the deadliest moves in.
Stop.
So you suspended him indefinitely, and he said, "Please, may I come back?" And you said, "Yes." Dude, what? That must be some really good coke.
Oh, whoa! Allegedly. Allegedly.
That is some really good coke. You're screwing that up. Come on. Do you think I could get my job back after I get fired for riding a conveyor belt? Come on, man.
Okay. Back it up about 15 seconds and play it again, if you can do that.
Yep.
In the stomach with a microphone.
Yeah.
And then Matt and Nick pulled me up and gave me the Tony Khan driver, which is really a spike pile driver. It's one of the deadliest moves in pro wrestling. It's been banned in a lot of states. It's illegal in the state of Tennessee. And for them to do that to me in front of millions of people around the world and a great audience live Wednesday night on TBS, it's...
Cody!
Rainbow Dash is bullshit!
Rainbow Dash,
too. A great audience live. They had to pull and film... Now, Granted,
No. The seat filler thing's been done. That's been
okay.
You know, people do that all the time. That's not.
Is it at Daly's? Wasn't it at Daly's place, which has a very small capacity to begin with?
And they think, from what I understand, they didn't even fill half of it.
Right.
Really?
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, Daly's isn't a big
number. They got in was like 2,700, and Daly's place can fit up to 65.
I have to find those lines.
It's a cozy little operation. I've actually been to a Dynamite out there.
I'm looking at our friends at WrestleTix, which, by the way, is an excellent ticket. Okay, so.
Oh, speaking of, do we have the numbers from WrestleNomics?
Oh, you mean rating wise?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Just play a toilet flush.
Nikki, you would not be far off. Apparently, it was the lowest rated Dynamite of the year. I believe they said.
So the current setup of Dynamite last Wednesday, the setup was for 2,459. The tickets distributed right around was 2,244. Okay.
All right.
In comparison, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll also give you, there's 2,000 tickets available for Forbidden Door. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, SmackDown on in Cincinnati. The setup was 11,663. They had 11,000 tickets distributed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they're selling 11,000. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. The WrestleTix was almost a legit sellout. Okay. Yep. 47.
And yeah, just to let you know, Dynamite got a rating of 683,000 people.
That's why they're bringing back Kenny Omega next week at Wrestle.
A little bit, yes, because also you've got to remember there's a reason they were on TBS.
Hockey or basketball?
Basketball. Pelicans and Thunder, Heat and Celtics. Both got about 3, or just a shade under 3 million people. Then hockey after that, Bruins and Maple Leafs, Golden Knights and Stars, and then inside the NBA, and then Dynamite.
Mm.
So it's unfortunately playoff season.
Correct.
If these numbers continue in late June, panic should start setting in.
But that's
understandable. Like, obviously they're facing off against, like, you know, the NBA and stuff like that. But, and I've seen a lot of AEW loyalists, like, trying to justify it, saying, "Oh, well, they should get the real viewership numbers for those who had to record it on DVR." It's like, that's not how fucking live viewership works.
Actually,
it does.
Because Nielsen has adjusted, and correct me if I'm wrong, VRM, they do a live plus 3 and then live plus 7, right? I think that is.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so yes. What do we do? Do you have the numbers with that, or do they
no,
show numbers with that?
We don't have that.
The thing is, live plus 3 would have ended will end tonight in about 2.5 hours. So,
and live plus
those
seven,
rings aren't
know.
Final yet.
Yeah, and live plus 7 we won't know till next week.
Yep.
Okay, well, then still case in point, mm-hmm. like Raw, SmackDown, even NXT, I would also like to see TNA Impact's numbers compared to AEW and say, well, this is why this is happening.
Yeah, Impact's numbers are about half of AEW, even on this week. Their best rating ever was around, since they went over to Access, is about 500,000. That was during the final deletion.
Well,
their average rating's around 250,000 to 300,000.
That's because Access isn't a staple on
right.
for cable stations. Yes. For a while, I didn't have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have it now on Fios.
Yeah. Let's get back to the clip because we still have to get. To
yeah, this. I'm yes. sorry. Yeah, we got up.
Yes.
Scared me.
Sorry.
And it scared my family, and I just feel really lucky that I'm here at the NFL draft and with the Jaguars and able to still be working at the Jaguars and AEW right now.
Yeah, and you could hear the folks who came to your assistance yelling, what the hell are you doing? This is a billionaire. You got to be careful.
His father, Shad, came into the ring.
Yeah, yeah. Did Shad tell you, like, you got to stay out of the ring? Like, is he concerned
yeah.
for your well-being here?
No, he was very angry at the people that assaulted me. Uh-huh. My dad loves AEW, and he's a big fan of what we do. Wednesdays on TBS and Saturdays, just
Shell.
Like tomorrow night here in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
That's okay.
Watches every show.
That's okay.
And he never expected something like that. It's never happened before. You know, AEW, we've been doing this for 5 years. We are the most successful sports startup since the AFL pre-merger.
What?
There has not been a challenger brand.
Hey, whoa, pause. Pause. No. It's like, we've never had this happen at AEW before. You've had motherfuckers getting run over with golf carts, people going through actual live glass, but yeah, no, no one's ever been flip pole driven before on their heads.
No. That's not what he meant.
No. The most successful sports startup since the AFL. Since not the Arena Football League, the American Football League back in the 60s.
Wayne would like to have a word with him about the UFL.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Dwayne would like a word.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think what Tony was trying to say was that nobody has gone after him, a top high muck-a-muck who isn't a wrestler. Because isn't this the first time he's actually been attacked?
Yes,
officially.
Yeah. Officially, so
yeah. There's been a lot of stuff with him and the Acclaimed between shows for between Dynamite and Rampage.
Okay, and like I said, I'm not counting the IRL stuff.
Yeah, we're just counting live on air.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But
moving on.
Yeah. Now I think we're getting into content warning.
And that has gained as much market share as AEW in many, many, many years. We are like the Pepsi of pro wrestling.
Yeah.
And we're up against a really evil juggernaut. WWE is our competitor. That's who we're facing. AEW, like the Pepsi of pro wrestling. WWE is like the Harvey Weinstein of pro wrestling.
Whoa!
Damn!
No, well, okay. Okay. You're not going to like what I'm about to say. I get where he was going with this. Okay?
So did I.
Okay.
Except for one big thing. Those two things you can't really compare with each other.
Yeah, he fumbled the metaphor hard.
Yeah. One is the Pepsi, one is the Coke. Or actually, let's be honest, WWE is Coca-Cola. AEW is RC.
Right, exactly. Yeah, AEW was RC. Right. But, okay, what to compare? I mean, look, is Vince McMahon Harvey Weinstein? Yes, he is.
In the same ballpark.
Yes, okay.
I agree, but...
Is the company that way?
No.
Hell no.
Hell no.
No.
Okay.
Roman, but, what about Daddy? You still have that?
Daddy's not on the soundboard.
Okay. Oh, but Daddy's not here anymore, so... Dude.
Oh, yeah. But he's... No, he was the part I found the most funny about this. Is that here he is going... WWE is the Harvey Weinstein of professional wrestling. Dude, didn't you... Didn't you hire Ric Flair? Didn't you have Ric Flair on the team? Did you not have Ric Flair on your show recently? Mm-hmm. I've had him on there for a couple of weeks.
Isn't Chris Jericho still alleged to be an asshole like that?
Just saying.
Yeah. And then there's other things that I will not get into here.
That's fair.
You don't need to. The IWC has already done it for you. Like, so many people have said, yeah, but didn't majority of your guys, like especially one who's currently indefinitely suspended, you haven't fired him. He allegedly did the same thing.
To Sasha Banks, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Okay. Yeah. So that's the fucking pot calling the kettle black. Okay. And the fact is, what's amazing to me, okay?
Is that he can do it with a straight face. Oh.
Okay.
Sorry.
What I was going to say before I was so rudely interrupted, I say jokingly, we are now 4 months away from World's End, out of World's End. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
MJF was still there. Kenny Omega was still there. I mean, it's just like, what the heck? I mean, was the house that AEW was built on that fragile? I mean, really? I mean, you've got, okay, legitimately, you have, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what the hell is this? Hold on a minute. Because The Rock just posted something on Instagram. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. The Rock posted, oh my God, what the hell is this? Okay, he Drew is at dinner. This is a live Instagram. Okay. I think he's interesting. I think the final boss gifted him something. Okay, there's a note that he's going to read. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Final Boss needs to get... shall I?
Well, don't just... No, he was gifted a new sword.
Ooh,
he was gifted a new sword. Okay. The Rock gifted him... A new, what the hell was her name? Gloria?
Angela.
Okay. So, I'm hoping that he stays. That would be nice. So, but here's the thing. Tony Khan is, I mean, I'll ask the question again. Was the house that, were the pillars of AEW that... fragile. I mean, look at who the four pillars were supposed to be. Jack Perry, gone. Darby Allin, injured. Sammy Guevara, suspended. The fuck, people?
And another of their big names is out playing in Japan, which is probably the best thing for him right now.
Yeah.
And did you guys talk to him about Mania already?
Yeah. No, we didn't talk to him about, here's what happened. Okay. Nikki, you were right.
Yes, I was.
You were right.
Everybody's blowing up Mox's phone saying, where the hell are you? Everybody's saying, oh, cool, you've come back. All this wonderful stuff. He didn't hear a damn thing. He was sound asleep. Not a care in the world. Was working with Shooter. Woke up to...
Teaming against Jack Perry, by the way.
I could tinfoil hat that, but I'm not going to. Buddy woke up to, you know, a couple hundred text messages and several missed calls, most of them from Seth.
My knee was blown out. You could have helped.
Yeah, that's unless you know how to teleport, there was no way I was making that. And it was, let's see, you guys were doing this at 11 o'clock at night. It's probably late morning where I was. Yeah, I was still asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
All right, see you, Shane. And but here's the thing, and I'll ask you, Nikki, and I'll ask you, VRM, legitimately, because we don't want a, even though we're bitching and moaning, okay,
mm-hmm.
we don't want AEW to fail. We no. don't, okay. No. Now that you may say to yourself, hey, that's bullshit too. No, we don't, okay. But legitimately,
competition is what between number one, Vince being out the door, and number two, having I'm not sure if I should say serious competition, but a serious alternative.
Yes.
Available. It has forced WWE to up their game, and it shows that they're getting positive response.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now AEW is falling into the same traps that WWE had been for several years.
Yeah. And also some of the stuff that WCW was doing near the end of their run.
Yep.
So we don't want it to fail, but Tony's trying really, really hard to see if he can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we joked in the past about when Vince McMahon said he was going to kill his creation. Tony's doing it with a smile on his face.
Mm-hmm. I know.
He probably doesn't even realize it.
Right.
That's correct.
He thinks, oh, this is a cool story. Let's do this storyline again. And it's like, no one wants to see that storyline at all. It's not just a characterization thing. It's that entire storyline. No one. It's been done to death, and it has killed companies.
Because nobody. First of all, nobody wants to see the Bucks right now because their EVP thing is stupid.
Yes.
And
it's inside baseball. See, that's the thing. You only know about this if and only if. You read the internet and the dirt sheets.
Right. Mm-hmm. And while it's safe to assume that most wrestling fans do, you got the casuals are like, what the hell is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Bischoff, I think, had a line, like it was one of his thumbnails that said, stop doing chat room booking.
Yes.
The problem is, that's what Tony was raised on. Because remember, he was a part of Death Valley Driver, those message boards.
And he also did eFed stuff in school, so.
Yeah.
So if he books like an eFed, these guys are really in trouble.
Yeah.
So.
Another thing Bischoff was talking about is. Why are we focusing so much on the EVP story when we have a new fucking world champion?
Bingo! Right. Yep.
Ding, 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 ding.
Devaluing your main title holder. Not a good idea.
Devaluing some of your top talent that you dropped quite a few bucks to bring in. Yeah, that's not a good look either.
Mm-hmm.
And with no competes gone? Oh. For those that will want to, the Exodus over to other... Well, I imagine Mox will Exodus to Japan, if anything.
Yeah. And his phone's still going to be blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
Mox will go to Japan. Swerve and MJF are going to head to head to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, it's just like, for me, it's sad to watch. It's sad to watch because if, as I said to you before, you can say legitimately AEW has the better talent roster. You can say that. You could.
You could.
But are they working it like they have it? Nope.
No.
Because
there's no there's no coherent storyline. There's no coherent characters. And everything is just like, doesn't mean anything.
Yep.
And, you know, Tony's still fiddling while Rome burns.
Mm-hmm. And while while the other guy's saying,
well, why is everybody always looking at me? Hey, this booking stuff isn't easy, you know.
No, it's easy if you know what you're doing.
It's easy when you understand your talent.
Yep.
And it's also
go ahead.
And when you understand your audience. And for a while, they understood their audience. Right now, they don't.
And there's also Vince McMahon is not in any of the broadcast people's or creatives here.
Yeah.
And we have consistent writers and people that will pay attention to continuity because Hunter's big on that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still have another 48 seconds on the clip. I think the clip's mostly done. I think we got to the important part of
it. No. I want to hear it. I want to hear what Tony's got to say.
All right, last 48 seconds then.
And I'm really proud of what we do down here.
All right, Tony, we're going to...
Hold on, real quick. What's the prognosis? What are the doctors telling you?
Well, to be honest, I think you're going to have to tune in to AEW to find out what they have to say.
There we go.
Silly me.
You find out on TNT and TBS what my prognosis is and what's going to happen to me.
I'll tell you what, save all that stuff. Just tell us who you're taking tonight. We'll take that here. How about that?
Well, this is the NFL Network. There's a lot of people watching. I can't give out that kind of sensitive information. And also, a lot of things have to play out on the second and third round. And you can bet Trent and Doug and this great group, we're going to make good decisions and keep trying to make the team better. I think a lot of great things happening in Jacksonville this week.
Yeah.
Good grief.
That was awful.
Yeah.
I think that whole interview, I think that needs some respect.
I think it needs to go somewhere too.
Yes.
This is the respect you show me. Enough, Solo. Oh, see, I just can't stand
forever. As Shane said in the group, Triple H is living rent-free in Tony's head.
Yep, and as a result, Tony is delivering unforced error after unforced error.
But again, it's just like, and it's just amazing to me. How bad it can go for 4 months the way it did. Okay.
If you go around on YouTube, there's a pair of videos that this one guy did called an AEW fan wakes up after a 5-year coma.
Oh God. Okay.
And then there's another one of a WWE fan wakes up from a 5-year coma.
Yeah, that one would be more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, just the fact that everything is now, everything's reversed.
Yeah.
WWE is putting out quality TV with, they're building stars, they're making bank, they're doing awesome stuff.
Injury bug is getting them just at the wrong time, but we understand.
Right. Meanwhile, at AEW, Tony's doing a hell of a job, running a company with one foot in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It's crazy how things flipped the way it did. You know? And it's just like, you know, we thought the WrestleMania period was going to be good. We had no idea how good it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we did not know how, and I had to say this, how awesome The Rock was going to be as the final boss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just at the beginning of this story.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lots to go yet.
Oh, we definitely have lots to go. But I think it's time to sell some soap, don't you think? I believe.
Yeah, I think we're up to that time. I think we're up to that point.
Yep. So, Josh, mm-hmm. Knickknacks, anything new?
No.
Anything?
No new on Knickknacks. It was a thing on TV, though. Since I've been last on, they did a live show for Titanic, The Legend Goes On, aka something so horrid that it was an affront, that should have been considered an affront to anybody who survived the Titanic, had family who was in the Titanic, or anything around it. Who in the right mind has a rapping dog, a bunch of poorly animated crap, and a random happily ever after piece with a see you soon? Italians, I swear.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about WrestleMania and and also renewals of Press Your Luck, I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant, and the finale of Curb Your Enthusiasm on a before the show. Mm-hmm. Guess what? In a Canadian game show, which was somewhere between super cheap and holy shit, it was cheap. And Rags to Riches, a show about a one percenter adopting five girls. It lasted for about a season and a quarter. And it got just absolutely crushed. Next week, Best of the West, another show from the early 80s on NBC that, as you should expect, didn't do well. At least it got a full season.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Joel Higgins and Leonard Fry, before Leonard Fry wound up having to deal with a talking chimpanzee. You might know what I'm talking about.
I think I do.
I don't.
Mr. Smith.
Oh, Mr. Smith. Okay. Right.
Yep.
Okay.
So you can find all of that and so much more. And it was AthenaOnTV.com. Just past 95,000 downloads on the way to 100,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
VRM, you, me, Nikki, well, Nikki, Chico and his raspy voice. And we had fun making fun of the draft.
Making fun of the draft. Wondering partially why Atlanta decided to go get Michael Penix Jr.
Well, excuse me, Kirk Cousins was not happy.
And it didn't look like Arthur Smith was. I'm sorry, not Arthur Smith. Arthur Blank was very happy either.
Mm-hmm.
Also, David Tepper was told by a fan who owns a restaurant, let the coach and GM make the decisions, and he paid a visit to that restaurant and took the hat off of a presumed Eagles fan.
Wow, David Tepper has thin skin.
David Tepper, okay.
Should not own a franchise.
Also on WLTI, we crowned a winner on Drag Race. Wheel of Champions on Jeopardy. We talk Survivor. We talk all the game show news over the past week. And let me tell you something. We're getting to May sweeps. We're already in it already. And we're about a month and a half away from Pat's Ajax final episode of Wheel of Fortune after 41 years. Yes.
So the real question is, how much longer until Seacrest tapes its first episode?
He's already doing it, actually.
Oh, okay. And well,
there's also a reason for that.
Yeah.
The rumor, remember, we've also got the network code contract, which expires in 2 months. If that doesn't go away, if that doesn't get settled, we don't have game shows or reality shows or talk shows or anything to that ilk.
I would miss the game shows, but the reality shows, meh. A lot of them, if they go away, that would actually mean good shows might actually come back for once.
Please. Mm-hmm.
But yes, yes.
Ryan's Seacrest debut is going to tape May 21st.
Okay, so it's still a few weeks away.
Right, and they're also taping June 6th, June 7th, and June 10th.
Yep, and then, sorry, my brain's kind of going in directions. They're not changing up Wheel all that much, are they? It's just new host, nothing more, nothing less.
Pretty much. Changes will be made once Vanna leaves and et cetera, et cetera. And
once Pat is no longer an executive has a spot. Because I know he has some form of just, hey, you should be doing this for the next 3 years or something like it.
Yeah.
Once that elapses and once Vanna leaves, I honestly believe that we may actually see bigger wedges on the wheel and a little bit more variety too, because realistically the wheel has been largely samey for a while. $500 and $900 spaces, some $1,000 ones, but those are tied to gimmicks, and then 10,000, and then from there the big wedges, 25, 35, 5. At this point, we really should be seeing 7,500 on the wheel, and the base wedges should be anywhere from 750 to 1,500.
We shall see.
I mean, it's been 25, 35, 5 since what, the 80s?
No, the 90s at some point, because I remember as a little kid, that first wheel, 1,000 was the big one.
Okay. Okay. Hold on a second. Okay. Cash wedge. Here we go. I'm sorry.
June 2nd, 2000. June 2nd, 2000 is when that the $1,000 wedge went away, and now the $1,000 wedge is tied to the mystery wedges and the express, which is kind of like,
yeah.
And that, and also the prize puzzle is still usually a LOL you win LOL, or at least was for years.
Okay.
That's my opinion anyway.
That's cool. We'll find out more as we get closer to the tape date. And of course, all the shows here at 5 and 1. Nikki, of course, we need to talk about our artist shout-outs. And of course, our WrestleMania artist in residence. Because we have to say it now, right? That's in our contract, right?
And our current NAWC Fizzleweight Champion. Do not forget.
Yes. Jamie
Jamie has the belt?
Yeah, she won.
Oh, that's right.
Here 2 weeks ago?
I was. I forgot. Yes. Okay.
Why do you think I was bitching about getting a second point on the tag team?
Yeah, hey, okay. If you would have put that in your wild card, you might have tied.
Stop it, guys.
And even then, you would have been forced to share.
Moving on.
Yes. Jamie's had a rough run of it with her real job. So, she's been posting all kinds of crazy stuff from Has-Been Hotel, but hopefully she will get back to starting drawing wrestlers like Seth Rollins and Tyler Black and some guy named Gix and Tyler. No, I said Tyler Black already. Shoot, what were the other names? Anyway, some architect dude who's currently with a bum knee. She likes drawing him a lot. Let's see. Obligatory shout out to Oniwambashu. Let's see if she's got anything up currently. No. Not at the moment. No, she does have something. She did a little X-Men thing. And like me, she's a huge fan of Nightcrawler. Mm-hmm. So, very flattering. Definitely worth checking out. She is taking commissions. She's expensive, but she is worth it. Excuse me. Dozer Draws at Little Dozer Baby. Beautiful, soft style. If you are looking for sentimental styled art, this is the one to turn to. He's a little expensive too, and commissions open. Commissions are closed currently, but go check out his art. Stuff is beautiful. Let's see. If you like anime with your wrestling, check out Ultanada on Instagram and Nahual Tajes on Twitter. Both of them love to stick elements of Dragon Ball, One Piece, what have you, into their artwork and comics. Both are a lot of fun to look to check out and read. If you like wrestlers who are artists, check out Topla at D Topla. Let me see if she's see what she's doing right now. Commissions are open. She's relatively inexpensive compared to others, and her stuff's adorable. She's also gotten a lot of extra exposure in the fact that her artwork is featured on Botchamania, and the newest Botchamania is up.
Nice.
And has had some fun, is having some fun with New Japan art, which seems to be her major forte. She does a lot of that. I have just recently, as of like last night, came across this other artist, Norberto Gaitan. I'm probably mangling the name, but Gaitan is also a very, very good artist and is a wrestling fan. Not only does Gaitan do commissions, he'll do 4-panel recaps of various shows. So let me give you an example. Oops.
Okay.
Let me get an example in here. This one. Copy. Paste. I said paste. Damn it. Why is this not copying? Control, copy, copy. Paste. Outline? No.
All right. Oh, well.
But yeah, I'm looking into his stuff. He's got a VGen website, which I don't know very well. Prices for artwork starts at $50. You can also get something called Surprise Me, which I'm actually eager to try, but I got to keep an eye on my finances. Rent is due Tuesday. So, commissions are apparently regularly open. Let's see if this will let me do it. Send that, please. Here's a sample.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn. Wow.
So, yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, and the comics, for example, he did a four-panel thing with Sammy and with the Chad Gable turn, and then another one with the following week with Gable, you know, clamping down on everybody.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm going to see if I can get something out of this guy. I really, you know, I'm interested in Surprise Me, and not sure what I'm going to send him yet. Mm-hmm. Any suggestions? Should I ask him for a Moxistential piece?
Of course. Yeah. All right.
I'll see. I'll definitely get into that. So I really don't have that much else because I'm right here. So for the already departed Bad News Beeman, for Statboy Josh Henniger, for VRM, for Jason Block, my name is Nikki Haben. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week as we continue to follow the fallout from the draft and where else and what else Mr. Clown Shoes can go. So AEW, you know what? And they still suck. So we'll see you next time.